welcome to everyone and to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Nevertheless. The hymns are 65, 317, and 160. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Holy Bible, Psalms. For I say in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou hearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, and that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers, we have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but proved him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. Then stood up Phinehas and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed, and that was counted unto him for the righteousness unto all generations forevermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that they went till with Moses for their sakes. Because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their works. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled with their own works, and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance. And he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection unto their hand. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction, when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. Luke. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in another ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from hence thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in the city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet, because this woman troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Proverbs. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. And from Science and Health. Through all the disciples experienced, they became more spiritual and understood better what the Master had taught. Convinced of the fruitlessness of their toil in the dark and wakened by their Master's voice, they changed their methods, turned away from material things, and cast their net on the right side. While we adore Jesus and the heart overflows with gratitude for what he did for mortals, treading alone his loving pathway up to the throne of glory, in speechless agony, exploring the way for us, yet Jesus spares us not one individual experience. If we follow his commands faithfully, and all have the cup of sorrow effort to drink in proportion to their demonstration of his love, till all are redeemed through divine love. Man, in the likeness of God, as revealed in science, cannot help being immortal. Though the grass seemeth to wither and the flower to fade, they reappear. Erase the figures which express number, silence, the tones of music, give to the worms the body called man, and yet the producing, governing, divine principle lives on. In the case of man, as truly as in the case of numbers and of music, despite the so-called laws of matter which define man as mortal, though the inharmony resulting from material sense hides the harmony of science, inharmony cannot destroy the divine principle of science. In science, man's immortality depends upon that of God, good, and follows as necessary consequence of the immortality of good. The way through which immortality and life are learned is not ecclesiastical, but Christian. Not human, but divine. Not physical, but metaphysical. Not material, but scientifically spiritual. Human philosophy, ethics, and superstition afford no demonstrable divine principle by which mortals can escape from sin. Yet to escape from sin is what the Bible demands. We must abandon pharmaceutics and take up ontology, the science of real being. We must look deep into the realism instead of accepting only the outward sense of things. Can we gather peaches from a pine tree or learn from discord the concord of being? Yet quite as rational are some of the leading illusions along the path which science must tread in its reformatory mission among mortals. The very name, illusion, points to nothingness. Ontology is defined as the science of the necessary constituents and relations of all beings, and it underlies all metaphysical practice. Our system of mind healing rests on the apprehension of the nature and essence of all being, on the divine mind, and love's essential qualities. Its pharmacy is moral, and its medicine is intellectual and spiritual, though used for physical healing. Yet this most fundamental part of metaphysics is the one most difficult to understand and demonstrate. For to the material thought, all is material, till such thought is rectified by the spirit. People go into ecstasies over the sense of a corporeal Jehovah, though with scarcely a spark of love in their hearts. Yet God is love, and without love, God, immortality, cannot appear. Mortals try to believe without understanding truth, yet God is truth. Mortals claim that death is inevitable, but man's eternal principle is ever-present life. Mortals believe in a finite personal God, while God is infinite love, which must be unlimited. The words of divine science find their immortality in deeds, for their principle heals the sick and spiritualizes humanity.
Quite enough love for all of us, and in this very room, there's quite enough joy for all of us, and there's quite enough hope, and quite enough power for pain. To bloom, our spirit, is all that's in this room.
Let's now all pray together in silence for a few moments, then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. This will be followed by a musical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. And together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory. Art in heaven, hallowed be.